Parshas Truma, the lady says, comes after Parshas Mishpatim, because at first the person has to know that the gelt is kosher. And you go through all dinei mominus of kosher mishpat, then you're able to donate to the Mishkan. The Yitchu Li Truma, Rashi says, Li Lishmi. I'm talking about Parshim Rebin of them. What does Rashi mean that it's a Duma Shmo? What's the Duma Shmo? In the Sheb Meister, in the Hakadomo, the Sheb Meister, he says a beautiful shot. He says, Bam, it says the Yitchu Li Truma. Lachara, you're not taking it. It's the Yitchu Li Truma. You're giving the Truma. You're not taking the Truma. So he brings from the Alchik. But the Alchik says that there's a Gemara Kedushin of Zion, Hanoas Odom Chosuv. That we know by an Odom Chosuv, giving to an Odom Chosuv, and he accepts it from you is a Hanoas. So if an Isha gives money to an Odom Chosuv, it could be Mekudeshah, because he gave her something, the fact that he took the money. So that's what it really means, V'yichuli Tumah. When we're giving Hashem the Tumah, the Chut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accepting from us, so we're taking it. It's V'yichuli. Now, Zot is set the Alchik. Zot is Shef Shmaita, there's a famous Ran. The Ran says that the klal of Odom Choshev is only if you give it to Matana Gemur. The Ran is bothered by a question. We know there's a din of Chalipin. Chalipin doesn't give any Aputa, even a Masu. But the din is, a Chalipin became a Shokonya. The Konya has to give the Kli to the Matna. What? Let even the Matna give the Kli to the Konya. Al Tanoas Odom Choshev. And I was bothered that even by Matna to Odom Choshev, there is a little bit of Nodi Excess. By Kedushin, you need a Puta. Odom Choshev is a Puta. Or even more than a Puta. But Epic is Anna, for every caliph so Matna by Khalifan should be good off Adam Khashiv. So the Rab explains, no, the din, this concept of Adam Khashiv is only if you give it to Matana Gemura. If you do it at Matana Amanaz Bahakhzir, by Khalifan at Amanaz Bahakhzir, you don't apply the clown of Adam Khashiv. Adam Khashiv is only if you're doing it Chlora Matana Gemura. Right, by Zohar, he's got to say, Shmai, so beautiful. But says in the Prophet, V'yikhuli Tumah. V'yikhuli, the Alchach is explaining that we're really getting, we're not giving. How are we getting? Because Hashem is accepting for us that I know about Adam Khashiv. But I know about Adam Khashiv is only if it's giving him a ton of Gemura. Not if it's Almanach Lahach, not if it's Almanach to gain something from it. So it's only if it's Lishma. Only if you're giving the Truma, because it's Baruch Lishma. A ton of Gemura. Without Almanach to get a reward, then it's tied together of the Yikhuli. That's what I said, Shmaid is Mad. There's another story I saw from the Goin, Chanukah Tatar, there others. There's a Maimon Chazal, whoever doesn't give Truma, that his wife is going to be a Saita. They say, so, by a Saita, we're moichik the shame. So it's the Yitchuli is the Shmi. You're giving the Truma, it's really for the sake of the Shmi, it's for the shame Hashem, that it shouldn't come from the Chika. Saita are Rishima from Zach and Zohar, Kesef, Mechoshes. Rashi says, these 13 things, Hani Yud Gimel Dvor and Mamur in the Parashi, Rashi says. And all of them a person talk that if you count, there's 15 in Yonim mentioned. So one said is that Chelis, Argomen, and Tela Ashoni is all one. It's just different colors, but it's Semer, so it counts as one. Another said is that the Avni Meluim and the Avni Shoyim don't count, because the Avni Shoyim and the Avni Meluim, it says that when the Shoyim brought them, it came from the Anoim, it became without Tircha. Then it's Arachayim, where he says, that's why it says it at the end. Avni Meluim and Avni Shoyim are worth more than all the other things, worth more than Zohar. Why doesn't it say first? So he says, because that's not Chashidah, because it was done without Tircha. Maybe that's why it's not in the Chesed. Yikhuli Truma, and Balatum said the Shein Azach, the Mishkan was exactly 1/50th the size of the Beit HaMikdash. The Mishkan was 100 by 50, if you look at the end of the parsha, which is 5,000 square amos. The Beit HaMikdash was 500 by 500 amos, which is 250,000, 50 times more. Now Truma, Nida Beinanis, is 1/50th. So it's Yikhuli Truma, the Mishkan is 1/50th. Of the Beit HaMikdash. Oyvei Shechoshim. Rashi says, Sasguna, Rashi means the Targum, Sasguna, and Rashi explains why the Targum says Sasguna. Shesos umispar b'gvonim shalav. This animal, the Targum, was very spar with its color. And the first talk about it, well, this and a lot of people say this stuff, that why is Rashi giving us a headgun in the Targum? Because what is in Targum? What does Rashi have to give a type in the Targum? Because the Emes Rashi said a tachat was only lasha, it wasn't the greatest, it didn't exist then. It only existed in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu with Maseiros and Nisqan. It wasn't existing the greatest. So how could a tachat have a word for it? It's not, there's no Aramaic word for it, it's not a zach, it only existed then. It could be called a tachat, how could you have another word? There is this Zot Rashi at the time of them had a reason why he called it Sazgoyna. It's called Sazgoyna, our sense of Sosim is far to give on this one, that's why the Targum called it Sazgoyna. But the Emes doesn't have a name in Aramaic, so it would only be lasha. Shemin Lamoyer, the Solomon with Shemin and Mishra will excite us at Salmon. So Khan Kanyevsky asks, you need Shemin for the Shemin and Mishra also. It's a Santa Possum. Shemin for the Menoyer, Lamoyer, and the Solomon for the Shemin and Mishra. You need Shemin for the Shemin and Mishra also. He says the Shemin for the Shemin and Mishra is called the Solomon. I'm also not sure how you read the end of the pasuk. For the k'tayrus of salmon, is it for the k'tayrus? For the k'tayrus, so you needed to bring salmon, or no? The salmon for the shemen amishka, and the salmon for the k'tayrus of salmon. Let's relate the pasuk. The problem is interesting that k'tayrus v'ali taisus. It doesn't say here in the truth for the mishka that you should bring soin v'akor for the korbanos. It doesn't say the things that's needed for the yoin yoin. Avoida of the Mishkan, so Kemach for the Menachos, it doesn't say. So why does it say Shemin Lamoyer? Why is Shemin Lamoyer here mentioned? When I mentioned the other Karbonis, and the Avoida, why the Menoyer with Avoida is mentioned? So that Askenim says that we're mentioning the Shemin of the Menoyer and the summer of the Shemin of Mishkan, the Ketayrus, not because of the Avoida Shavoida. We're about only discussing the Surah of the Mishkan. But the Surah of the Mishkan Gufa is that it's lit up and it has a nice smell. We're mentioning the Shemin Lamoyer and the Besomim and the Ketayrus in a reference to the Surah of what the Mishkan looks like. You need Krush and Grius and the Kalim and Shemin to make it lit up and Ketayrus to make it smell nice. That's part of how the Mishkan looks. Not just for the Avodah Shavuot. What? Yeah, I'm all right. Last place. Part of it, once in a while. But also we make that the Soichom. There's a famous machloikas we show you, the big arichas. What is the purpose of the Mishkan? The Ramban Lamashal learned that the aside of Mishkan is to have a mokam of Asherah Tashchino, which is going to be mitzamtim maimed ha-sinai. There was a maimed ha-sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nizgal ha-molich ha-lorot k'vaydah, and Avada, the emphasis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hakam molich ha-lorot k'vaydah. But what's the concept of Mishkan? A mokam mitzamtim to be a zeicha to the maimed ha-sinai. I'm all there to try. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melech. But he's also out. The Mishkan is Melech, he's Melech al-Kalayim, but Avadim is a Bezundura Bechinim, but he's our Tata. Bezundura, Ase, we keep a Nechus. Oh, but the Tifurna holds no. The Tifurna holds that the purpose of the Mishkan was only after the Chayta Egel. Before the Chayta Egel, there was no purpose, there was no Tzoylech for Mishkan. Before the Chayta Egel, there was Tata, Molech al-Alas Tzoylech. But Tayelus and the Tachlus of the Mishkan, the Matorah of the Mishkan, is only after Chayta Egel. I never understood what the Tifurna, everyone says there's going to be the Beit HaMikdash HaShlishi when we're finally going to get to the chicken of the Chet of Eid, Chet of Eid, and the Chet of the Mishnah, when Mashiach comes, we'll need the Beit HaMikdash for. What's the Chit L'chatchila? According to the Ramban, there's a Musig of Mishkan, so L'chatchila is the Kamusig. But the Tifurna holds that Mishkan is the B'dievet of Kamusig. It's the chicken for the Chet of Eid. What is the Beit HaMikdash HaShlishi? The first thing key for the Inyan, about what the Tifurna means. There's a beautiful letter from Rav Huttner. He writes in the Nechta, that there's two places in the Torah you have a binyan. You have binyan Ateva by Noach and binyan Amishkan. Twice in the Torah it talks about an eve of a binyan, preparing and building. He says it's talking there's two kinds of binyan. He says there's a yeshiva, a binyan, a yeshiva has both binyanim. There's a Tevas Noach. A Tevas Noach is because there's a marble outside. When there's a marble outside, you need a Teva. A Mishkan, what's the purpose of Mishkan? We're explaining. About it, we're talking about the Dodeya and the Midbar. But a Mishkan is first a Merkaz, a place where you can be Mitzal Baruch. Avada, the purpose of the yeshiva is Rabbanei Torah, because you miss Allah Baruch Mi. Although that Oichet listen that a yeshiva is Kipshuta, Oichet a Tevas Noyach, there's a marble of Kfira outside, and the yeshiva is Pashit a Tevas Noyach. The Sipher writes, the Doimel is in Bechat Peretz, that even someone who maybe is not learning so much, the Bechal now, over the Kedaya, there's a grain in the yeshiva. Nigeya, Allah Allah Maitre. As a Zechpot grain in the yeshiva, Nisn Ander Ezer, the Dayel Amazing. While you see the Achilah Ehab is the Bechinus of Mishkan by the Yid, or the Chotzah of Akevas Noyach, it's Matalin. It's a very powerful Nefesh HaChayim. But also in Mikdash HaShachan Tebi Soicham, in Nefesh HaChayim, in Shar Aleph, Terev Dalit, he discusses that the essence of every person, the Shachan Tebi Soicham, is the Soich Cholechot Ve'echot, that every person is really a Mokam of Ashrat HaShchinu, and every person, every Yid, let's say, his Pu'uot, his Machshavot, his Hirurim, are Toyo B'malot. And he discusses there that we think that Nebuchadnezzar, Titus, Arasa, they were the ones that destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. He says, no, they destroyed only the Beit HaMikdash Lamata. The Emes, the reason it was destroyed is because Kladipo, which is Azalus, were playing him in the Beit HaMikdash Lamala. And that, and only that, allowed Titus and Nebuchadnezzar. And he says, look, the Dvorim of Yilin, that a Yid, Vashot, Amashav Arah, or a hearer of Azalus, is doing a bigger pagan than Titus did when he burned down the Beit HaMikdash. Valayirit mitanhir avera, kolkin amayt avera. It poigim lemala. A great tempest was torn, but also we mitzvah shachan to the Zohar, from a mental spirit. The Zohar talks about his barichas, that the entire group of the Odin is the Mishkan, and the various Evorim, the Lay, the Moyach, the various Kalim, you have to know each clean, the Orin, the Menorah, the Nevet, each Kali of the Tamidus is the sample of a different Aver, are meant to the Sid Beit Amigdash. And it has to realize he is a walking, talking Beit Amigdash. He does Ephesah, Hira, Midna, Adera, Machter, Churban Beit Amigdash. More than even Tisha Sarasha, when he passed upon to them. Because he went down just to Eishim Bavonim. Murder the Gazaka, Kedai, Tzenda, and Ephesah Chaim, Shal Allah, Shal Zalat. The Oslo Midrash, the Sachan to the Soichem, it's a Mitzvah Esed Eraisa. The Chinuch, the Rambam, they all count it. A Mitzvah Esed Eraisa, the Rambam has a Richos Mitzvah in Yad also, Hilchot Beis HaBechira. A Mitzvah of Zuli the Beis HaMikdash. So I want to include the Rambam in Hilchot Beis HaBechira. Perek Aleph, Halacha Yivei. The Rambam says, Ein Boinen Et HaMikdash Balayla. Shenemar Biyoyim Hoken Et HaMishkan. Biyoyim Mekimim Veloy Balayla. Voiskim Bivinyonim Me'alois HaShachar Atei Sekechot from Alois Kul Tei. Only by day, not by night. Everyone is high to be born. And not in the mitzvah of Midbar. Sai men and Sai ladies, if everyone was in the Midbar, even the ladies were involved. The aim of Atos United Service Rabban, the Binyan Beis Amigdash, the aim of Binyan Beis Amigdash is Beis Yodh, not Beis Shabbat in Yodh. The Chloe Nimash Kikash on this Rambam, why don't we talk about this? We know the Rambam is a Pelos, the Rambam says that mitzvah and Binyan Mikdash is not made by Laila, and it's not made on Shabbat in Yodh. I was doing the choir together of a mitzvah ethic as man groma. It's not married on Shabbos. Something that's not married on Shabbos is considered man groma. Killing the Gemara says. Something that's not married by Laila is considered as man groma. Kittis. Even though it is married on Shabbos, it's not married by Laila. So mitzvah based on mitzvah is man groma. Mitzvah ethic as man groma. The mitzvah says in Kedushim Lab Chotev. It's not in my pocket. And the Ramam in that same halacha. There is alpha halacha in your base. Echad anoshim, echad noshim, achayim. And the choir mamet to tell us. So it's two separate questions. We have the Laila issue, and we have the Shabbos and Yontif issue. The Shabbos and Yontif issue, we discussed many times here already, that the Pshat is Shabbos, that it's not like the Shabbos, because you know how to be Machal Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not Hilchos Beis HaMikdash. That's why we call this Ari the Duravi Alim. Hilchos Beis HaMikdash allows you to build it on Shabbos. No, Hilchos Shabbos doesn't allow it. The Mosul, they say, the classic sugma of a mitzvah essay that's not mandroma is Micah. The Gemara in Kedushim Ramadal gives the list of mandroma and not mandroma. Building a Micah. L'chor, you can't build a Micah on Shabbos. Good, but that's not because Hilchos Micah is not a point. Hilchos Micah is on Shabbos also. There's other questions there. Having the Micah, other things. Well, maybe you could build this fire on Shabbos somehow, and the Oifen is Lechel Shabbos, which we're going. Over Akoponim, there's a voice that it's only Ari the revealing. It's a Zaitig Meniyah. There's a Meniyah Tzad. Something is blocking me from doing it. But it's not that the mitzvah is not knowing himself. But that's the Negei Shabbos. What about the Negei Laila? The Rambam says, Vinny Beit HaMikdash is not knowing the Laila. It's a Diyaz Ma'ad Rambam. The Menachas Chinuch wants to say that it's not Diyaz. The Diyaz is Ma'atik. Avad the Diyaz if you build it at night. You don't have to take it apart and rebuild it again. So that's not called that it's not Zman Drum. Not the part of Yerushalmi and Yuma, all the Makaris, that yes, it's Ma'atik. If you build it at night, you have to take it apart. I saw in the cipher, Shabbos not alive. You wouldn't have to. Right, you don't have to. Why do you have to? Because you're going to be young. That's my sister, that's right there, that's right there. That's right there. The cipher in Shavuot says in Mahalach that even though the etzim bnei of the mikdash is not knowing Balayla, but if either the hachonis were allowed to be done Balayla, the various preparations preparing the raw materials could be done. And that's the fight that he says that it's not considered Zman Grama. The chid is lending. It's a very interesting gather. You have a mitzvah that's partly Zman Grama, there's two halakas for the mitzvah. Hakama Gufa, and the preparations. The preparations are not Zman Grama. The hakama is, what do you, magdur, a mitzvah that's partly Zman Grama. But that's what he wants to say a mahalach. There's another mahalach, a lot of achayim say, Gribayda Baturi Evan. So he evidently already says the Yisoy. He has a kasha. He talks about, I think, about Mila. That's what he's telling me. He said, he's a mangrum, it's only night by day. So he says, no. What's a dogma, something that's not night by night, so it's mangrum? It's filling. He says, because every day it's a new mitzvah. That's a mangrum. Comes a new day, comes a naim, a chayim of a mitzvah. But when it's the same mitzvah, you have to do a mitzvah. Granted, if it's night, you can only do it by day, not by night. But when it comes the next day, it's the same old mitzvah you have to do. It's just you didn't do it yet. That's not called mangrum. Because the Makar is Mangrama, it's from Tfilin. And by Tfilin together is that it's a new mitzvah every day. So only when it's a new mitzvah every day, then it's considered Mangrama. So we haven't used this to answer various questions. The Achroyd and the Machesh, others want to borrow this, so we have to answer this question also. The same mitzvah every day by Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's not a new mitzvah every day. There's also other types in the Achroyd. Amo, I wanted to say a big chiddush. Anayim Mahalach in the Rambam. That's this. The Rambam's lesson is, the noyig echad anoshim, the echad noshim, can mitzvah shevim mitzvah. It's noyig side by men and side by ladies, azoidi the mitzvah in the mitzvah. The Rambam has in these two words, azoidi the mitzvah in the mitzvah. Habakkuk, we know that against the men of Klal, there are certain mitzvahs that are not man grama, that are man grama, but not in the potter, achayiv anyway. There are a lot of man grama that are in the potter from. You do one. The Rambam is also in the part. Echad anoshim, echad anoshim, azoidi the mitzvah. Hata yofusa. In the mitzvah, it says that there is, that the ladies also involved, they're a chag of who stays. In the first place, because it says, "V'hanoshim tovu," and ladies also wove. And then the Chachamim like Suri says, anyone that would be potter in a davar vayseyu, it wouldn't be good, right? Because a potter in a davar can't be noshim can't make tefillin because they're potter from it. So they wouldn't be allowed to be today. They wouldn't be chayiv. They wouldn't be kosher. And so you see the noshim also involved. So can't like not as man grama. It's not noy balaylo. It's not noy gan shabbos. And it's considered as man grama. Like the Dizyot Fus, like the Rambam said, Kim Mikta Sheva Midbar, which he was famous before that lady did it. Kuchem the Ash, Sakhir, the Mesha Mikta Sheva Shlishi, that Kodesh Baruch is going to do it. He says, he's also not a Baruch Yuhu. He says, the Mesha Mikta Sheva Shlishi is really the second Mesha Mikta Sheva comes down again. That's it. Oh, but on the Yetim Stel, I say, I'm an older Volk clan. No, it's a toy. L'choy, it was a shame of voice, but I stuff of the Rambam Kim Mikta Sheva Midbar. First of all, the Gemara introduction by Rishon goes through the various Yetzim and Akhlal of Zman Gromers that are Yetzim and Akhlal of Lady Rachal anyway. Kiddush and Shabbos, Matzah, who let it say, did you base a mitzvah? If base a mitzvah is a good one, if it's Zman Gromer and it's a Yetzim and Akhlal, it's an exception to the rule, the Gemara should bring it down a bit. Also the Rambam, the Yidua, the Chabasach, the Rambam, and Hilchot HaVayit Zorah, Perik Yidveig Alok HaGimel, he brings down by Rishon the Akhlal of Zman Gromer, and he read Zorah over there. He says, all Zman Gromers must have a potter, except, this is a very important list. What I need now for the list is the fact that he doesn't mention Beis HaMikdash. Everything on this list and everything not mentioned on this list is the art of making Torah. The Rambam's lesson is, every Zman Gromer Noshim is Potter, except for Kiddush HaYoyim, Achilas Matzah below Pesach, Achilas Pesach, the Sitote Hakel, the Simcha. Don't miss Noshim Achayit, even though it's Zman Gromer. Everything not mentioned that you can't make a Torah that if it's Zman Gromer, it's Yashman HaKlal, the Rambam doesn't mention it. The Rambam's here, right here, and how can you say, Ain the Vatman to know this will be Shrabim within your Beis HaMikdash. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. That Kuf Yutet. In Pentecostal Yachva, there's a blot of Gemara Sugi that talks about Lichas about the Yonim of Talmud Toyu. About how to have Malam Beis HaMikdash 25 to a class. A whole bunch of Gedorim on how you teach. Mamet Ula Halacha of making a Cheder. Sugi in Pentecostal Yachva. Over there, the Rift is Mesakim Ula Halacha, and he brings down this Gemara in Shabbos, it's not a Gemara Batra, the real thing, Baba Batra brings down this Gemara in Shabbos, the Vatman Talmud Torah, the Vinyan Beis HaMikdash. Chorek Mamet Chapella, what's the Rif bringing this thing for? The Rif only brings things that are made with Man Azeh. And he's bringing down a halacha, the Vatman Talmud Torah, the Vinyan Beis HaMikdash. What does the Rif want? I went to the Baal Bekir Ha'er from the Boshim. He said a beautiful verse. He said, it's based on a shear in the Hashimah of Torah. How chosid is the Talmud Torah? The Rif is bringing it down the law of the teaching claim of kindle of Torah. How chosid is it? Achidekach mevatim Talmud Torah. It's not also based on the Rif. The Rif is talking about the Talmud Torah. It's a Talmud Torah that got locked. How chosid is the Talmud Torah? That even if it would be bringing it down, even then it wouldn't be bought. Come to find the Bachway. The Rambam brings down the law of the Torah and Hilchot Beis HaBechira. The Rambam is saying based on the Migdash that got locked. The Rif is saying, Taka, Talmud Torah de Kalo. Kechoy laser, ani mara oischa. Everything exactly how I'm going to show it to you, v'chein tasi. Lechoy laser, the famous apostle, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah, that's a tzura, right? V'osim di mikdosh, he said, make me a mikdosh. And Hashem saying exactly how I'm showing it to you now, this is the tavnis, and this is the tavnis of the mishkan, and the tavnis of the kelim, v'chein tasi. Ma'anin, that Lechoy laser, there were four times that we have a mikdosh. We have the mishkan and the midbot. We have Beit HaMikdash HaRishon, Beit HaMikdash HaShem, Beit HaMikdash HaShlish. And each one has its own story. Each one has different ways, different cases, different comedies, different details. The surahs of Nia, of the Kalim, of the walls, of the whole surah. And those say that, Vizundu Ramachayas and Tavis Asher Animaroi. There's a beautiful someplace in Cuba. He says, Be'emes Faket, Avad, you know how to go against it. He says, Be'emes Maroi, it's the way to Tavis. He says, the Torah here is being around is that for each one of those mikdashes, there was Taka Bazundu and Gilus. The mitzvah was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. By the mitzvah HaRishon, Vajda, this perfect Quran is only Mara is talking about Hashem was Megala to David and Shloimeh when they built it. They submit this Hashem is by Gilui to Ezra. And he was Mekayim the only Mara Yisrael with Ezra saw. And she knew that the Mishnah Shlishi is by Richus in Yecheskel, basically Yecheskel. But his Vajda, the Kachol Eseri Mara Yisrael, is going on what Yecheskel saw. And that's the tablet of the Beit HaMikdash Shlishi. The grace of Allah. To the Chassam Tzayim. Ba'otu Orin, we're going to the Kalim, Ba'otu Orin, Amasayim V'chaysi, Orkoi, Ba'ama V'chaysi, Rochboi, Ba'ama V'chaysi, Kemosi, the Balatrum, Terasach, Mrs. Farm, Zodin, and the Orin, all the measurements are Chetzi. By the Shulchan, by all the Mekalim that are there, some of the measurements of these are full Amen. But the Orin, all the dimensions are Chetzi. A person should never spear the Asar figure. A person should never feel that when he ended, that when Muslim, I'm full. Always a Chetzi, always a Shevet. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that protests on this pasuk, I'm assigned the chetzi. Omer Chizkiya, minayim to call a moist of gireya. How do you know that whoever's moist of gireya? What means if you've shot him? First of all, some other militia, as he said, like Sigu boy by the Tadat. Rav Mishlat Yoyner, mehocha, I'm assigned the chetzi orkos. How do you see call a moist of gireya? So Rashi says, it says, I'm assigned the chetzi orkos. That extra aleph, I'm assigned. If it would have said Messiah v'chetzi orkai, then the Oren would be 200 amos long. And it added that extra alus, amosayim v'chetzi, and now it's only 2.5. What does that Oren have been 200 amos? Chretzim are sure, how do you know? The minute Messiah is not amosayim, it's Messiah. Maybe it's 200 as boys, maybe it's 200 millimeters, 200 very, very small children. If it said amosayim, so it's an amos. But the minute it wouldn't have the alus, it would be Messiah. Maybe it would be 200 of a very small measurement, and it would be small. The Rishas of an Oren, and the going of the service shot, a different shot, he says, it's a different letter that would be Moshe. Amosayim v'chetzi orkai, it's the verb of v'chetzi. If not for that verb, it would be read Amosayim chetzi orkai. 2 amos is half of a 20. But it's 4 amos, it's 4 amos. I would have thought it's 4 amos. Amosayim is only chetzi orkai. So it's the verb of chetzi. It's not from a Duryeh, it's from the first mass. The next shot, the Gemara says, the Rav Ashi Yom is also this parsha, Ashtay Esra Yerias, 11 Yerias. The iron is extra, it's moist of the rare, because if not, it would have been stay as the area. That is more doing with the Rashi Pshat Lamai. The taboy to orin yu a badam lo yasuri mani, you should never remove the badam. The chinuch talks about varichas, what's the inyan that the badam should have removed. First he says, Balabatah says, whenever you're going to transfer the orin, if it's not going to be steady the badam, maybe someone will put it in a rut, it will be loose, the orin will fall, fast to show, and it should fall. So therefore the badam should always be there. Then he says, it's great to say this. It's a verse from the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim said a verse. It's a body of Aaron on the Samael, the time chayat Torah. Now some people think, okay, if I'm a time chayat Torah, I don't have to so much be shamer on the Torah. I don't have to be so much a loyner Torah. It's enough that I'm a time chayat Torah. And you take a note. The body of Aaron, loyer story man. The body of Aaron also to say that I'm a chayat to be samud attached to the Aaron alim. In the of the hair I saw in the Mesech Chochma, beautiful verse. He says, what's the purpose that the Badim or Aron have to always be in the Aron? The purpose of the Badim is when you travel, when you're carrying the Aron. Why do they always have to be here? The terrorists, because the Aron really was mercy as mercy. The Aron really didn't need anyone to carry it. The Aron was mercy as mercy. The message from that is, the Badim should always be there. Don't think that the purpose of the Badim is for the carrying of the Aron. For carrots, the Badim are always there anyway. There's the purpose anyway. They're the only one you don't need carrying. Why? Because the purpose is not for the carrying. Because the Aron is mercy as mercy. The same way his mazbir is his machloikas ushrein, and the shiva the Rambam can do is that had lokas hamanoyer is bain b'yon bain b'lai. Rav Shemim argue only b'lai. Says what's the pshat like the Rambam that had lokas manoyer is even by day? It's because the purpose of the manoyer is taka for the light. V'chila oyra utzarech. He didn't need it for the light. It was only to be made the hashuah tashchinim. So that's the purpose. We light it even by day to show you that even by night its purpose is not for the light. Similarly, the badam are in the aron even when you're not traveling. So bring out the message that even when you are traveling, it's not the bottom and the carrying, it's the carrying, the orange is nice, it's nice. So there's a lot of the rights, the lawyer thoroughly men. It's not the Gemara in Makis, the Chavalas, the Gemara says, Yesh Choyrus Telem Echad Bechai of all of Mishim Shmoni Lavin, there could be one person who's doing Harisha in the field, and he's over 8 Lavin, because it was a Shor V'chamor V'yachad, that was also Hekdish, it was also Klein B'Kerem, it was Shvius, it was Yontif, he was a Korean and a Nogar in the Beit HaKavah. And the Gemara goes through Barichas that Mechorira, the Mishnah Makkah, the Gemara goes through Mechorira, there could also be other Yisroel. The Gemara is trying to show with one Pa'ul, you're over 8 Lavin. The rest of the Gemara, there are a whole Lamed Gemara. What about this Lav? What about this Lav? It could have even more. Taychat Vorm, the Gemara says, it could also be that he's over Ruay Asurim and off the bottom. If you know to be Zoyber, but he's like a question. This thing is Gemara. So the Gemara, the Ritva says over there, Pshat is that he took the Baden out of the urn, and now he's plowing with the Baden, and every second that he's not returning it, he's over alive, of Oya Sulimi Mela. Because he already was Mesir yesterday, or someone else was Mesir. But him plowing with it, and not returning it, is over of Oya Sulimi Mela. So Chomer Shreis on the site, he doesn't understand, well, you already over alive. He says, if someone means, as you're plowing, the urn is that you're in the Beit HaKvaras there, as you're plowing, on Shabbat Yom Tov, the Kohen Nozim, the Beit HaKvaras, as he's plowing, with a different stick, it pulled out the Baden as he was moving along. That's how he's going to be able to lay a steering wheel. Interesting that the Rambam in Hilchas Kliya Mikdash, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud-Gimel, the Rambam says, if you may hear one of the two Baden, you're also over. Right? I would have put maybe even only over both. The Rambam says, no, even if you may hear one. And so then the Franco, Interesting, the Machoit is in the Mepharshim. Some of us say only the first one. Because by taking out that first one, there's not two Baden. But okay, if the first one is already missing, whoever takes the second one out, they're not over. It's already in a massive of not below your stream. But other persons say, no, okay, if you take out both, you're like the Shmoinim. But the Rambam is about it, right? That only one is enough to be able. But if you take out both, you're like the Shmoinim. Each one separate is allowed. The Kruvim on top of the orange, there's one other place, the beautiful verse from which Moshe Epstein, the one other place where it says Kruvim is in Parshas Bereishis. That the Kruvim were outside from Gan Eden, it was Kruvim, Rashi, where this is Malacha Kabbalah. He says Kruvim could be a seen like, and it could be Muramid, someone, a tar that doesn't do any of it, but that's only when it's on the iron. If it's not attached to the iron, it's Malacha Kabbalah. You have to give the risk of Gehinnah. The same Kruvim that Malacha Kabbalah. The Menorah, a Sachbigit of it, in Knegg, the Chetan Saiba says on the Menorah, Prochel Kapturam Mena Yiyu. He says, a lot of the Persians talk about the various things of the Menorah, the Sheva Konim, the Sheva Chochmim, the Shish Konim is Perish Balfan, the middle one is Perish Baksav, and the Rizal, the Sakh, Rizal, the Kapturam and the Prochem stands for the Kedushim Perish. I've then stated the Kapum and the Kedushim Perish of Mena Yiyu. You can't say things of Mibachut. I think you must help when you must have the Perish, I'll spoon the Perish away. The Esamitz can pass the Esther Urias, the Yemedi Urias. Now the Urias was Shatnik. Sheish Mozza, Chemeth, Agomen. The son, I saw someone went down, the Yishalmi Paschen, in Klein, that Klein you only over if you wear it, would be sure or halal. But if you have an oil of Klein, you're allowed to sit in an oil of Klein. You bring a raya from the Mishkan. Shvar raya, because Saibin, the Mishkan, the big day Kahanim also was Klein, and it will be next week. And if Abel became it's not a problem. So the Kalation, if you can bring a raya from here, maybe you get the oil in Shani, isn't it? But Mishkan anyway, but on the urea, you know, the setup over here, the urea, each one, the urea was 28 by 4, and they attached 5 together, and another 5 together, and then they wove it, and then the two groups of 5 were put together with hooks, with lulons. There's an eerie and erev in that test. There's a sugi that comes in, if love was gimel tochim, or love is valid tochim. So when the eerie says, you bring your raya, makar, come on, come on, you see that, but he's bringing a raya, that Robert is Gimel Tfachim from the Urias. Because he says by the Urias there were 28 Amos along, and they were being attacked now along this entire length of 28 Amos. He says 28 Amos is 168 Tfachim. And there were 50 Lulois. He names them that each one of the Lulois themselves was 2 Lulois, so the Lulois itself, the space of the Lulois itself is already 25 Tfachim. You're left with 143 Tfachim, and in between each low was space, and it says the Urias were attacked. Must be that lovers, it comes out, it's 50 of them, and it's 143 fucking, but it's not less than 3 fucking. And that's the Makar, that's the fear of love, but it's 3 fucking. So the Makar is a Gevaldik Estel. Right on top of these Urias was another set of Urias. And in these set of Urias, the Ezin was 30 Amos long. And Vikit, it was only 50 Lulois. And Vidachet, who doesn't work out? 30 Amos is 180 fucking, minus 25 of the Lulois, you get to 165. So it's a ride against Makar. That love it is a little more than 3 fucks. There's no other options. I'm at 4. No, it's not at 3.261 yet. So, it's the Chayyar Faket. Mama Chappelle, how did you bring a ride from the Ersa set of you here? And by the Tzveita set, it's Pung Faket. I'm all I could have, maybe the Tzveita set to Lubois was thicker. But once you make him such an office, I don't know where he got in Kira, so Lubois were 2 years, but... And when Kira Nochaz asked, maybe the Urias even, they were extra 2 Amos. They were 30 instead of 28. That's the Serach HaOidus. Maybe they were open. Those last 2 Amos Maybe the Leloys were only attached, starting to destroy them, and the Ferroch Oedus maybe was completely open. It wasn't attached. Even the Arian season, only 28 Amis of it was attached. Epsilon. Or you can say maybe a longer divorce. What's the Raya of Lovitz? The stunning him done that the first Uriah had the din of Chibur. The Chibarta is the heavy din of Chibur that has the Mamet be closed. How could it be Chibur? I, it's not Mamet attached, it's only every few inches of little wound. Must be, it's a longer of Lovitz. But maybe the Uriah season Bechlan, there was no Machiah, that it has to be the Chibarta. So good, that it has to come over to the Lovitz of Lovitz. So from there, it's Bechlan arrived. The Krushin, I see the Krushin after Shitim Oindim. The Gemara says in Sukkot, that's Menheim Adem. Omar Chitzki, Omar Av Yirmiyam of Shemashim Ben Yechoy, Kol HaMitzvah Kulon Ein Adem Yosef Ben El Adelach Gizi Lossam. And then our Atzi Shitim Oindim. Every mitzvah has to be done only when it's Derach Gizi Lossam. The Atzi Shitim had to be standing up the same way they originally were from the tree. Now that's why they couldn't buy the tree from someone else. They had to get it from a Yankel Vina planter. They had to know which way it was. You can't buy ready-made wood. Atzi Shitim Oindim. Rashi says the Lossam there is Kol HaMitzvah. Rav says, "Velach haMitzvahs, Krosi haMishkan, Amudrim, Lulav haDavar." These mitzvahs have to be Derech Kibulot. Interesting. It's a machlokes. Now, this is the Meshech Chochma. The Olam, the Shulchan, was made out of Atzei Shittim. There's a Machayah that it has to be Oindim. It has to be Derech Kibulot. The Malbiskin and that also by the other Kalim, it has to be Derech Kibulot. The Meshech Chochma says, "No, only the Krosim, not on the Kalim of the Mishkan." Because the life in the Rashi. Rashi says, Krushin, Amudin, Lulav, Hadadvaro. These ones have to be Derech Gidi Lossam. And then the Ethic. Then the Ethic, Lulav, Hadadvaro. And Lulav means the Salamim. Lulav, Hadadvaro. Yes, for honor's sake. In Tukhun Orach, and notice Lulav, and Olechai, it's in the toughest of now, if you bring the Halacha, the Lulav has to be Derech Gidi Lossam. And it's this test, he's talking about the Halacha of the Nanuim. We know there's a minister of the Rabbanon, to be in a neya the lulav in the sheish luchos to the six directions. Zoktan of all, how are you in a neya a lulav in the six directions? Tak in the six directions. When you go this way, it's cool. When you go up, you take the lulav up, and when you go down, you turn the lulav entirely upside down. I wish that you did a mock. You said, no, that's what the mock says, that you're supposed to turn the lulav completely upside down. And he says, why is it considered derech to be Muslim? Because you're still holding it that way. Your hands are still holding on to the lulav from the bottom of it. That's still considered Derech Gidi Lossam. You're not holding it from the edge, from the where the human is. You're holding it from the bottom. You turn it upside down with the Derech Sinanuam. That's still called Derech Gidi Lossam. And then Dr. Ramon. And he says, V'yeis Oimrim, that no, that you can't turn it upside down. And it's the Chitzvaron of Derech Gidi Lossam. So you shouldn't turn it upside down. V'hanim Chitzvar Rishoyna. The Ramon passes like Chitzvar Rishoyna that you should turn it upside down. The Taz, Atanar, argues, and came in the grave of Oimrim not to turn it upside down. Threat the Deer Akro, Atanar. The whole Bikuach here and the Ramah is to just turn it upside down. What about all the other Nanuim besides up? The Chayrut also, it's sideways. It's not Derech Gidi Lossam, it's sideways this way. Sideways to the left, sideways to the right. Not it's flat sideways. So it's also not Derech Gidi Lossam. So this Lemelech is just that you turn it upside down and we don't mind because you're holding it from the bottom and that's the Derech Gidi Lossam. So about it, okay, you can do it sideways. But if you hold like the Taz and not to turn it upside down, how do you do it sideways? So the Gaon was saying that the chesaron of Derech Gidi Lossam is only when it's upside down. Sideways is not a chesaron of Derech Gidi Lossam. As I got Bana Machlokes, and I'm clearing maybe it's Minei Ubeg, the sheet of it holds that you're allowed to turn it upside down, so there's no chesaron. Minei Ubeg holds it sideways. The other sheet that holds no. The hechlech is a chilek, and upside down you have to shouldn't do it, and sideways is not a problem. A lot of people annoy me like that. I'm not sure where their meaning is coming from. But they want to be machma. I know what I have a chesed in what they do. They want to be machma like both the sages of Ashita, and they hold that sideways is also a chesaron, and they also hold that holding it by the bottom is not a key of Derech Gidi Lossam. So in all six manuim, they keep the lulav upright. Doesn't this mean it's such a sheet of a cloth? A lot of people are lying like this. That's by manuim. So we have a machloekis of Derech Gidi Lossam is only upside down or even when it's sideways. In Hilchas Sukkah, the Tur, not the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur in Siman Tov Reish Lamed, brings down, Yes Medaktikim, when you make your doifin of your Sukkah, you should make sure that the kanim of your wall should be standing upright, Derech Gidi Lossam. And the Tur, Chalilah Gandhi, Yes Medaktikim, Avshu Bekach, it's not brought down on the Shulchan Aruch, it's not brought down on the Machaber and the Ramah Bechlal, but in the Tur, it's brought down a sheet of the Yes Medaktikim. And the Mepharshim asked on the Yes Medaktikim, how could you tell me that the potato that the wood of your wall should be the Derech Gidi Lossam? You're allowed to make a wall of a sukkah out of stone, out of matechas, out of nettles. How could upside down wood be worse than stone? So the Beit Yosef said, yes, wood. Stone doesn't have its suit of delicate movement. But when you're doing it with wood, it has to be delicate movement. Now, what's the whole system of causation about cooking? So there's various stuff in the Beit Yosef says, one of the Makaris is from the Rav Yoh. There's a famous sheet of the Rav Yoh, Machmir, that the walls of the sukkah should have all the chumras of the tzrach. All the capacity that tzrach has to be, also should be by the wall. So then to see in the Zion, and look at the walls like that. And that's what will mark the delicate illusion. Fresh to the Beit Yosef, he's marked the delicate illusion because the walls have to have the capacity of the tzrach. Fresh to the tzrach, alone is not delicate illusion, the tzrach is sideways. How can you tell me that by the walls of the state of Derek and the Muslims, like the Rav Yosef, the walls are like the Tzach, by the Tzach, when I'm asking? Dr. Beit Yosef, wait to look to him, I'm a beautiful one. One time, he says, because the concern of Derek and the Muslims is only when it's upside down. Sideways doesn't bother me. Inami, sideways is also a concern. But by the Tzach, ain't done an Epsha Mishi yet. These 2 days, it's the same 2 days he had before by the Nanu. And after me, Nanu, if you want to be Machmal, like the Yosef Medakit again, are you allowed to put it sideways, or you have to Mamas be Medakit to put it standing right side up? It's totally, if Derek Hidulusin requires only not upside down, and only side. We'll end off with the idea, on this topic, with the idea of the Aruch HaMer, and the Bikur Yankiv, he had the shayla, if you're allowed to use a ruler from Australia. He said, if you're using a ruler from Australia, it's not Derek Hidulusin, because the way it grew over there, it was talking the other way around. Yeah, the Briach HaTichon, there's a beautiful Targum Yonis in Barichus, that the Briach HaTichon was from the 8th of Avraham Avinu. Meaning the crush in the measure says was from Yaakov Avinu. But the Briach HaTichon was from Avraham Avinu. I've only heard of the hair, because you want to have the Mishkan besides the needle of Avoid and Tayyar of Yitzchus and Yaakov, you also want to have that the butt of the Briach HaTichon of the Mishkan is Chesed. Even in the Mishkan, Chesed is also an important factor. The Briach HaTichon is from the Amud HaChesed of Avraham. And the Pesach says, Vaki Moizet HaMishkan K'mishpotet. Interesting lesson. So the Yerushalmi says in Shabbos, K'mishpotet, it's talking about the crush in. The Chiyesh Mishpot Le'etzim, El a carrot is zochel lidit b'tzofen yinotin b'tzofen b'dorim yinotin b'dorim. It was a din that every carrot should be in the right place. Every carrot was meyuri for its place. That's the Rechaga where there was Stephen, the Beis HaMikdash. They wrote on the cross in the Simonim. The Mogen Avraham in Simon Ches, by Hilchos Talis, says that there's a ketedah by a talis. Most people annoy to have on the talis some kind of simon. Some people put silver, but you can have a small, the Mogen Avraham says a piece of meshi, that you should know that that's the top of the talis, not the bottom. Because this way, the same way carrots that need to get suffering, oil and suffering, it wasn't by the four tzitzis, the ones that are the fun of are always the fun of, the ones that are lamata are always lamata. And he brings down that the Rizal was star chaylik. There are people that are knowing like Minigal Rizal, Chabad is knowing like Minigal Rizal, they don't have, you haven't noticed, the talus has nothing, there's no difference in both sides of the talus, there's no atara, just plain, just materials that go through the end. That's the Minigal Rizal, the Morgan Abram already brings down. You have to know what's the vikuach here. If you make a suit so that by crushing the zikr of adin, a potato, carrots, the dinai gets off and oil and stuff. There's a shadow of like this, there's such a suit so. But this is Pereches, the Mishnah says in Klayim, Pereches, a whole Arich is about the Pereches, and it says there how big it was, the 40 amas long, 20 amas wide, this is in the Beit HaMikdash, obviously, and 300 Klayim with Toivolus. So the emphasis of the Gemara in Chulin says, the Sholosh Mekoyim is Dibru Chazal V'Loshen Havoy. There were three places that Chazal spoke the Guzman. And one of them, Tapuach Geffen Ter Paroises. One of them means this Mishnah of Paroises. It was a Guzman. You didn't have 300 down to be titled. But the Goyim says, beautiful, the Gevaldi Kechez and Vedixit. It was 40 by 20 Amis. That means it's 120 Amis perimeter. Now here we are, we're talking about perimeter. 120 Amis, which is 600 Tfachim. 5 Tfachs to an Amin in Kalim. And every person's hand is a Tefach. So 600 Tfachim around is exactly 300 times. So I'm going to give him a question, so why did the Gemara say it's a Guzma? It's like exactly, and some every kind wanted to be Zaycha. So the Komen of Shatim, the MSC is, you know, it's no good. The Gemara says, Christ, this is Guzma, and of course the whole Mishnah, maybe it's going on a different plot in that Mishnah. It's not clear, it's going on a bit of, most of the first Rashi Kalov, they said, it's going on a slight Mishnah. So they say, the Goyim is just saying, why did Mishnah Beholden pick 300? Why? Because it's a Chesna Tessa. Abad is a Guzma, because the Poyal, that's not what they did. Abad is a Poyal, that's not what they did. Is a pasuk. Oyrech hachoter meya ba'ama v'roichet chamishim b'chamishim. I saw an interesting voice from the Goyim. There's a famous Gemara in Erevin. Talmud Vosik Horya, the mayor, that was Matayar the sheriff with 150 tainim. He was Matayar a sheriff. Omer Avinu does the Gemara, I need Odin, but I'm going to say a reason that it's going to be taught.
And he makes the Kavachoyim, Madach Anos, which is main. And it's Marvit Tumor Isor, a sheriff doesn't kill him, it's not Marvit Tumor, Zikha should be Tumor. A Kavachoyim is from his Anos. A Muslim Gemara, he was a Tana that had 150 reasons. Zikha Rabina, I also have a reason. The Goyim said, couldn't, but it was the other 149. And why doesn't the Gemara tell us what they are? The Goyim says, no, this Tana didn't have 150, he had one reason, the reason of Nochash. There's a pasuk here, Oylech HaChotem Meir Ba'am of Oroizot Chamishim B'Chamishim, and the timing of Mikra is Kadma V'Azla, that the Nochash Tzivim used to be Kadma V'Azla, and then he was Munach Revi, he had an event on his stomach. So this pasuk is Meraunah for the Nochash. So that Talmud meant he had a Makoha from the pasuk that's Mirma's Meir B'Chamishim. Zot Rabina Ani Odenba, I'll tell you what he meant. The one reason he had on this pasuk of Meir B'Chamishim is the Kavachayim from Nochash. A remnant in the pasuk, the son. It will end off. There's a topic, Bechloris on the Parsha. We know that the Melachas HaMishkan are the Makaris for the Melachas of Shabbos. The Avodah that they did in the Mishkan, this is the Makar for the Gemara says in Shabbos in many places in Baba Kama. Hach, the half of the Mishkan Chashiva, Kari Le'ad. Hach, the loy half of the Mishkan Chashiva, Kari Le'ad. You do it as a Machloit of what those words mean. Hach, the half of the Mishkan Chashiva. Places all over Shabbos first himself. At one place he says, Hach, the half of the Mishkan Chashiva needs to be two things. It has to be a Chosh of the Melacha and it has to be in the Mishkan. There's another thing to know, it only has to be in the Mishkan. Hach, the half of the Mishkan is Chashiva. It's counted. Hach, the loy half of the Mishkan, loy Chashiva. It's not counted. But only Mishkan is a factor. There's another sheet in place that only Chashiva is a factor. If it's a Malacha Chashuva, nothing to do with Mishkan. And it's the effect of Aram and Baba Kamak. Why does it say Mishkan? He says because the conveyor, when it had Chashiva, it's totally in the Zman HaMishkan. Not nowadays. It's totally whether it's Zman HaMishkan or it has Chashiva. Or he says it's in a Chanami. It has nothing to do with Mishkan. Now people would think of it, that even though it's in the Mishkan, if it's kosher, yeah, and if not, not. But it's not like that for Mishkan. I reckon that. Avad is a practice, it's totally in the Mishkan. So there's a big machloket to show you. Where do we learn it out from the Mishkan? Rashi says we learn it out from only the creation of the Mishkan. Where was the first 11, Sidur the Path, the Reya, Choyrish, Koyser, where were those malachs in the Mishkan? By preparing the Samim Monim to make the dyes to make the Talash, Shani, the Tzemer, the Tchelet Fargam. And then not, the way of kaita you have when you make menachas, you had to bake the menachas, right? Teresh is Rashi holds, no, we only learn out from the bniyas on this one, the preparation of creating the mishkan, not from the karbonis of the mishkan. Rashi, every one of the ways is in the Sech Pesach. Then it's just the Gemara. The Gemara says, oifa mishumai, why does it say mevatel? The Gemara says it's when the Bishop Salomon, they bring down a tshuva from Avhaydan, and Avhaydan says, no. That the 11th, the Reya Chayyus Kosh, is from the Menachas. They had a Minchas Chavitin every day. It's not that from the Menachas. Minchas Chavitin every day. That they have the Reya Chayyus Kosh. They have different gifts in some of the Gemara to say Samamon. And he says, no, it's robbed off from the Samamon. And it's about Gevaldim. This is about the first 11th. The Reya, it's called Tidur the Path. The Rav Haigan is brought down to Shubhas Ramad, he holds it's from the Avoyt of the Nishim. It's not as beautiful as Rav Haigan as he talks it. By Malachas, he saw, the Mishnah says in Dabsadi Bey, Hamoriti is vain be a minoi, vain be smoiloi, be tzalchekli el ksefoi. So Rashi, look at the note. The oiz of Rashi, a pshat from Rav Hai going, close to Rav Hai going, that it's going when the person would bring the different shemen be a min, for the shemen amor, shemen be echad be a min, shemen echad be smoil, ketoyrit tzalchekli, be chavitan al ksefoi. Rav Hai going, listen to that, you're able to learn out from the monopoly. Frech be igle tau, gewaldig a sefer, igle tau, frech be gewaldig a pelle. According to the high going, that means learn it also from the Karbonis, also not just from the Bnei's Mishkan. Professor Etzlakash will say two kashas here. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Avayin Hey, Shoychet Mishum Mai. Why is Shoychet the Malacha? So the Gemara says either itself in Tzilas Mishama, they had by the Shvatim or Mishum Seveya. Professor Etzlakash will say, Shoychet Mishum Shoychet. They were treated in the Beis HaMikdash, they said the Karbonis, the one who was Shoychet Mishum Shoychet. What's about when Toyo Vain Shikinet? But God is Gevaldik, by the Bnei's Mishkan, he didn't have Shoychet. So Shaykh is Mishum Nesilas Neshama when they squeeze the Shrutim to get the dye. Shaykh Mishamai became his own. Also the Gemara says, why doesn't it say Oysa says this will, Oysa is more to the past, by Menachem. Dr. Gutala, Gevaldik of us. Like Rashi, we're learning it out from the Benita Samishkan and the Gili Mokta. Whatever there was Megay in the Benita Samishkan, who was in it? The Malach Hansam. But the Chayzen, we're learning it also out from what happened in the Mishkan on a daily basis. But we're learning out directly what was not Mechal Shabbat. Because bonus with Deicha Shabbat. Come in, Deicha Shabbat. You can't renounce Malacha Shabbat. It's a direct limud. What was not Deicha Shabbat in Mikdash is not Deicha Shabbat in Chilu Shabbat. You can't renounce from Shkutas Karbonis. It's like an Adachilu Shabbat. That's an ongoing to serious thing. He works it out. Certain menachas that he works out that he holds a lot of being a tutor from the word of Mechala. Of a sample of Shita Bali, you can't bring the Shita Bali. Thank you. Yeah, and there's a share. Next week is the kind of session on Thursday. I would suggest, like I said, I'm interested in sessions already, but I would suggest Wednesday at 2 o'clock, we'll say on Pasha Shabbat. And if the Olam wants, the Purim is like, there's our Sachmas and Redden, I would suggest like this, that Wednesday, because the 30 of the fast, we'll have 2 o'clock on in Yone Parashat, and Thursday, whoever wants, I know it's a fast day, Thursday at 2 o'clock also, I'll stay on Purim in Yone. It's like, come on, it's Mekamigil, it's not a fun, it's not a fun.